Chapter 4. Country Bred. When I was young, I knew it mattered which side of the tracks you were born on, although I didn't understand why. Though we were poor, we lived on Mulberry Street on the right side of the tracks. Our house sat in the shadow of The House, a grand old antebellum mansion built by King Cotton and owned by the Martin family who reigned there. Mac Martin, their oldest son, and I became friends, and I was welcomed into the historic house where the family treated me as one of their own. Yet I knew financial differences existed between us. One day the doors of the prestigious Auburn University would swing wide open for Mac. If I worked hard, the doors of the University of Alabama would crack open for me, and I could force my way through them. But for another friend of mine, the doors would never open. Sam also lived on Mulberry Street. Financially, my family was much closer to Sam's family than to the Martins, but Sam lived on the other side of the tracks. Despite the cross ties that divided us, we shared a love of squirrel hunting. Taking his dog and my .22 rifle, we'd forge a trail into the woods, and with those excursions came a bond of friendship, just like with Mac. But the adults around us saw it differently, and I saw the effects of their prejudice. Sam, for example, couldn't come to Mac's house with me. I was too young to know that the reason was because of the color of his skin. To me, Sam being black didn't matter any more than Mac or me being white. But it mattered to a whole lot of people. And in March of 1965, the National Guard moved into our small town and asked us to stay inside our houses. They'd been sent to keep the peace as civil rights marchers descended on Selma, less than 20 miles away. From then on, speeches seemed to linger in the air, and what I heard depended on whose door I opened. When I opened a door on one side of the tracks, even 2 years after he first gave the speech, I would hear hope and optimism for the future as someone recounted the highlights of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. But a door to a house across the tracks would open to the rhetoric of the Old South and states' rights, as Alabama's Governor George Wallace found a voice and fervently tried to hold on to the past. Years would pass before these thresholds to the future could be freely crossed and the barriers broken down. Growing up in the...